إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make dhikr, and verily dhikr is beneficial for the believers. Now, what is dhikr? Dhikr is, of course, any form of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salah itself is dhikr, that's the biggest form of dhikr that we do. Reading of the Quran, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, whether it's in a lecture or whether it's in some other way, all of these are forms of dhikr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with all of these. But one of the very important forms of dhikr, which mostly we don't do, but which is very important, is to repeat the names and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we have generally two kinds of people. You have one kind of people who just don't do this. And you have other kinds of people who do this, but who have created various kinds of formula, and they use these formulae, and they have no dalil for this formula, but they use them, they teach them. Now, both of these are wrong. It's of course, obviously, not doing zikr is wrong, but also making a formula to say you recite la ilaha illallah 1000 times, this will happen. Or to say that I have recited La ilaha illallah 100,000 times and I have kept it, and then I will give it to somebody. Ye zikr mere paas hai, main usko bakhshunga kisi ko. And all of these kinds of, it's all superstitious nonsense. It has no dalil in Islam. It has no dalil in the deen. And it takes something which is good and converts it into something which is evil. Similarly, one of the most beneficial of all azkar is to send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that Allah told us to do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives great reward to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that if somebody sends durood and salat and salam on me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salam on that person 10 times. For every time he sends salat and salam on Nabi Sallam, Allah will send salat and salam 10 times on him. And there are people who do this, but there are people, of course, who don't do this, but people who do this, but do it in ways which makes it into, instead of a source of benefit, it makes it into something which is not beneficial and, wallahu alam, harmful for them. And they create all these formula and all these forms of standing in a circle and this and that, and put on a light and, you know, all kinds of things, and they keep an empty chair, and they say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting in this chair, so we should not sit in the chair, and we should stand in ta'zim, whereas the actual place for doing sending salat and salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in a sitting position in salah, which is where we do it after tashahud, when we pray durud, when we recite durud Ibrahim. The point I want to make is that therefore to make dhikr is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us and instructed us to do, and that is why it is something which is very beneficial, and I remind myself and you to do it. And obviously it is important to do it in the correct manner. Now, what is the correct manner? First, point about the issue of numbers. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed a certain number for a dhikr, this alhamdulillah is good to do and we should do it. For example, the most common of them is among the azkar, which are the masnoon azkar, which are sunnah mu'akkada after every fard salah, which is the tasbih fatimi, which is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and allahu akbar 33 and 34 times, and then you say la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir once. So this is prescribed by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he prescribed the numbers, and he said that the one who does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease his difficulties in his life. And inshallah, it is something, it's one of the Masnoon Azkar, one of the Azkar from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it's a Sunnah Muakkada to do this after every four Salah. Similarly, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after this, you make the zikr, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, lahul hamdu, yuhi wa yumitu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And he said, do this 10 times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward of releasing 10 slaves. The reward of releasing 10 slaves. And this is again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to do this 10 times, so we do it 10 times. So therefore, and similarly there are others. Now, point is that apart from this, why is it wrong to prescribe a number for dhikr? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhina yazkuruna Allaha qiyamahum wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Allah talked about the member, about people who do dhikr, and Allah said they do dhikr standing, sitting and lying down. He did not say they do it 10 times standing, 12 times sitting and 20 times lying down. No. He said standing, sitting and lying down. Dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the ayah which I decided before this at the beginning, Fadakir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make dhikr. How much? He didn't say how much. He said, Fadakir. Inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. Dhikr is beneficial for the mu'mineen. How much dhikr? Allah did not say. So it is a foundation principle of the Sharia that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not specified and prescribed, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put within boundaries, what He has not made mahdood. To make such a thing mahdood is against the Sharia, is against Islam. Similarly, the other way around, which is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed a certain framework for something, to remove this framework also is not jais. For example, if somebody says, I want to do 20 sujood per rakat in salah, salah is invalid. Even though his intention is good, he wants to make sajda, when he is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, no, I don't feel satisfied with 2 sujood. I love Allah very much, so I have to make 20 sajda. If you make 20 sajda, your salah is invalid. It's not valid anymore. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed 2 sujood, that's it, khalas. Right? You want to make 20 sujood, you pray 10 rakat of salah. Not, doesn't happen in 1 rakat. So, the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not prescribe a number for dhikr. He made it ghair mahdood, and therefore, prescribing numbers is wrong. Except where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed. Because where what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of wahi which he received, therefore we do it. Other than that, if somebody says do it so many times, no. Just make dhikr. Now, how is dhikr to be done? Very important, basic principle of dhikr is dhikr itself means what? Means remembrance, means thoughtfulness. So therefore, to do dhikr without thought is an oxymoron. It's completely crazy. Say, be thoughtful without being thoughtful. And that's completely stupid statement. So to do dhikr mechanically, just counting on fingers or walking around with a tasbih. Walking around with a tasbih is bad also because it gives the impression of this piety that you are either consciously or unconsciously projecting. And this can become an issue of great fitna for you because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts this as riya, then you are in serious trouble. Right? So many people have this habit of walking around with a tasbih. Why do you walk around with a tasbih? Just make zikr for yourself, right? Why must you have a rosary, string of beads in your hand? Or whatever. I've seen some people with a counter. So they're counting. For what? So forget all this counting business. And don't walk around with tasbih and so on. Just make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to make zikr? Thoughtfully. Very, very important. Remember to make zikr thoughtfully. Not just to mechanically repeat the Asma'ul Husna, repeat the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to mechanically simply say subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No. Very consciously, very thoughtfully. As I said, if you are doing zikr without thought, then it's a ridiculous thing, right? So, thoughtfully. Now, how do you do zikr thoughtfully? For example, if you take the zikr of subhanallah, then what is the meaning of subhanallah? It means that all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're talking about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, Allah is beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorious and magnificent, right? So therefore, when you say subhanallah, you think of the glory and majesty of Allah. यू थिंक ऑफ हाउ अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला ग्लोरी एंड मैजेस्टी इज मैनिफेस्ट इन योर ओन लाइफ. देयर इज अ स्टोरी फ्रॉम अमंग द स्टोरीज दैट नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम नरेटेड वेयर ही सेड दैट सुलेमान अलैहि सलाम वाज गोइंग समवेयर एंड विद हिज लश्कर विद हिज एस्कॉर्ट्स and he had you know the jinn with him and he had birds with him and so on and he was flying through the air when a man who was standing on the ground some farmer or somebody poor man he saw this magnificent entourage and he said subhanallah and Sulaiman alayhi salam ordered his steed whatever he was riding to descend and he came to this man and he asked the man he said what did you say and obviously the man got frightened. He said, you know, the whole army is here and the king and the Nabi is asking me, what did I say? So he said, no, I did not say anything wrong. I just said, subhanallah, I saw this hukumah that Allah has given you and I praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I did not do anything wrong. So Sulaiman alayhi salam said, no, I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I didn't come down because you did anything wrong. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to hear your subhanallah. I came to tell you that one subhanallah of yours is better than everything which I have. In terms of material, he said that one subhanallah of yours is better than all this whole lashkar, this army and this jinn and this ability to fly in the air and all of this. He said all of this is nothing compared to that one subhanallah. Why? Because it is the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you make zikr with tawajjuh. Focus on your heart. Very, very important. If I simply, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. If I just ask you one question and say, right now, stop for a second, what are you feeling now? I can bet you that 99% of you do not know what you are feeling. If I give you a piece of paper and I say, write down, just now. I give you 10 seconds. What are you feeling right now? You have no clue. Your mind is blank. We have got used to living like robots. The heart is beating, blood is pumping, some electrical activity is happening in the brain, that's it. If I ask you a simple question, what are you feeling now? You have no clue what you are feeling now. Where is the tawajjuh? The key to success is to at least know yourself, minimum. What are your feelings? Because unless you know your feelings, you cannot control those feelings. And if you can't control those feelings, there is no khair in it. There is no khair in it. So, concentrate on yourself. Concentrate on your heart. And say, subhanallah, and see what is the effect on my heart. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, great muhaddith of this ummah, he was also a businessman. So, he used to have ships going to different places and he had consignments on those ships and he used to buy and sell and so on. So, he was giving a khutbah and he was giving a talk, he was banned and a man came and he whispered something in his ear. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh became silent for a few seconds and then he continued his talk. And after some time, the same man came back again and again he whispered something in his ear. And once again, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, he became silent for a while and then he continued his bayan, his talk. When he finished, his muridin, his students who were there, they asked him, they said, Shaykh, we saw you doing something, you were talking and the man came and whispered something in your ear, you kept quiet for some time and this happened twice. What did the man say and why did you keep quiet? Now see the way the ulama used to work. See how they used to operate. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi said to the man, I had a ship which was due from some port. And the ship was due with a lot of very valuable merchandise of mine. The man came and whispered in my ear and he said, I'm sorry, there is some bad news that this ship of yours has sunk. The ship sunk. And all your merchandise, you have lost everything. So, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, he said, I made tawajjuh towards my heart. He said, I concentrated on my heart to see if there is any effect in my heart. See, this is the issue of learning. This is the issue of tawakkul and on connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'ala. His ship has sunk, he's lost everything, right? Wallah alam what his financial status would be at that time. Maybe he would have lost everything. He's not talking about that. He's saying, what is the effect of this news on my heart? Not on my pocket. He's not saying, what about my bank balance? No. What is the effect of this news on my heart? He said, I made tawajjuh on my heart. I concentrated on my heart. I reflected and I checked to see what is the effect of this news on my heart. He said, Alhamdulillah, I found that there is no effect of this news on my heart. So I continued my talk. He said, after some time, the same man came back to me and he said, Ya Shaykh, that news was wrong. That news was wrong. Somebody, some rumor, your ship is safe, it has come into the harbor. He said, once again, I made tawajjuh on my heart to see what is the effect of this news, this new news, on my heart. Was there an effect of sadness? Was there an effect of shock with the first news? And second news, was there an effect of happiness with that news? He said, Alhamdulillah, I found that there was no effect on my heart. Now you might say, well, what is wrong with feeling happy? Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved my ship. No. No. When I am connected with Allah, when I am making the zikr of Allah, neither sadness nor happiness with regard to the dunya. Even happiness, no. We don't even feel happy. I'm talking about darajat where, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. These were people who spent their entire lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you don't reach that darja, Allah alam, whether we will ever reach it, but at least we can aspire for this. So, at least they set a standard to say, what must be the state of the heart. Now, that is the reason I mentioned this story, is to help us understand the importance of being connected with Allah and having a thought of what is in the heart, being aware of what is inside. So, when we do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have this awareness of what is in my heart. I thought I will finish this today, but maybe we will do it tomorrow also. I don't want to make this too long. So, today, the basic point that I want to remind myself and you is, let us try to become self-aware. Ask yourself, during the day today, try this. Anytime you are in the day, whatever you are doing, stop for a second and say, what is happening inside me right now? What am I feeling right now? And if you have a piece of paper or whatever, a smartphone or something, make a note. Right? I'm feeling nothing. Or I'm feeling whatever, sad, glad, bad, mad, you know, whatever is happening inside you. But are you actually conscious of that? Are you actually conscious of what is happening inside your heart? This is a practice. Mashq, inshallah. Try to do this. Because unless you are aware of what is happening, imagine how can we, I'm not even aware of what is happening inside me and I want to control the whole world. I want to be Khalifatul Muslimin. You're not even Khalifa on your own heart. Which Khilafat do you want? So, let us be very clear in our minds and try and do this inshallah as much today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His dhikr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His noor and with His muhabbat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to keep us connected with Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.